Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Ready Player One.
Did you read that book?
I don't read. Have you watched any of the tapings of this show?
You have books. You were reading that Seth Rogen book.
Yeah, I read a chapter. And then I was like, Chris, you deserve some kind of reward. You did a whole chapter.
I loved that you...
It was 11 pages, by the way.
I remember I thought you were going to tell me like what you thought about it. And you were like, I loved it. Like, the text was large and like...
All right, I mean...
No, but that's a good... That's still a review.
Like, that to me is the review I need, is like font size, ease of read. Like, if my reading comprehension is that of a second grader, like, will I be able to read and understand it? Like... That's very much my level. Like, I need stupid book reviews. Like, people give too in-depth ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. I need to know, like, can someone on my level actually read this and then be able to tell somebody?
What about comic books?
Like, just make it a picture book. Why are there any words? You know? Like, I'm like, okay, so we're getting closer. Pictures.
Yeah, the only word should be like, pow.
Period. Exactly. Yeah. Are we good? You are. Oh, God, the light. Yeah, we're good. I see it. Everybody, fuck. This whole... Hey, guys. This whole... What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that... Hopefully, that'll be the only time we're talking about holes today. Before we get into it, make sure you rate and review, as always, 5 stars. And if you haven't... And you want to never miss another episode of this, be sure to go subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. We put out podcast episodes every Thursday at like 1 p.m. PST. And the full video episodes are up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. If video podcasts are more your vibe, it definitely helps to get a lot of the context as to what's happening. I can't imagine watching this or listening to this and then picturing, but maybe that's a fun game in its own. Clearly, I've never done either. Let's see. Before we get into the episode, we are recording this pretty close to when we recorded the last episode, the water bottle ranking taste test, whatever the fuck that charade was. And I just want to make the shout out towards the Buffalo shooting victims and everybody involved in that. I just think it's so tragic, and I don't know. There's nothing else that I can think of that. I don't know. So the link will be down below. Thanks to everybody who has donated already and is just, you know, giving what extra resources you might have to people who need it. It's very important. And yeah, I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to shout things out like this. And Yeah, let's get into... Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Have we talked about the little board I made? Yeah, so I'm king of Pinterest, and I made a board. So if you see me looking, Chris, no one would have ever noticed. So good. I'm glad that I've just brought attention to it now. I had a little bit of like a run-in this week, and I was driving, and this is like one of those fucked up things, and like this to me gives me the full logical explanation as to why I have such crazy imposter syndrome. So, well, kind of, hear me out. I also smoked a J before this, so as we can tell, the helicopter is just spinning and spinning and spinning and not landing. So I was driving to a friend's house because, I mean, listen, I had important matters of watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and then the Kardashians. Those coming out on the same night, so fucked up. So fucked up. You're telling me I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at 8 p.m. and then the Kardashians comes out at 9 because it's midnight on the East Coast? It's like Wednesday nights are for eliminating brain cells. And I'm embracing it. Anyway, so I was driving to my friend's house, and they live, I mean, in a normal town, 8 miles away. In LA, it's like 45 minutes to an hour. So I always take Mulholland because, okay, so let me try and explain Mulholland. There's a mountain between the valley and like LA, Hollywood. What do you call that? You've lived here your whole life. What do you call like the other side of the mountain? Like the relevant.
Oh, as opposed to the valley?
Yeah. It's like the valley and...
Like real LA.
Real LA. But then I feel like such a douchebag not even being from here. People being from like, real LA.
They have no problem shitting on the valley, so...
So true. Let's call it fake LA.
Yeah.
Fake LA! No. So there is a mountain that kind of separates the valley and like the main part of like Hollywood LA that people would think of. On top of that mountain is a road that goes literally along the top of it, and it's called Mulholland Drive. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Mulholland.
What did I say?
Mulholland.
What is it?
Mulholland.
Mulholland.
Well, Mulholland.
You were saying Mulholland.
What is the difference?
Mulholland.
Melania? Fuck you. Fuck you.
He said correct you.
I meant on bigger facts, bitch. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be like my California fact checker, not my like California stick up your asser.
Tomato, tomato.
It's like people who say San Fran.
So does if you say Mulholland, is that like a giveaway that you're not from
It's like people
here?
Saying San Fran.
I still don't understand the difference.
He's
Mulholland.
Like swallowing the end of the words. Like Mulholland is Mulholland. The right way to say
Mulholland.
It.
Mulholland.
Which sounds weird. I would say Mulholland too.
Mulholland.
But we're like...
I don't even remember what the fucking story is. I'm like over it now.
She's from Fresno.
I'm not even from this state. So like... Okay, anyways. Where's the camera? I'm like looking at every object except the camera. Anyways, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to my friend's house. Mulholland is a one lane each way. It's like a back road, but on top of a mountain. I mean, like it's so windy. The views are gorgeous. People drive like assholes. Been there, done that. You know, I'm not saying that I am innocent in this situation. Although I am innocent in this story. So anyways, I'm driving down Mulholland.
Thank you.
God, shut up. Fuck. Now I'm so annoyed. And I got to a red light. Because there's red lights every so often. And the light turns green. And the person in front of me obviously speeds up. And then all of a sudden, this Range Rover out of nowhere flies next to me and cuts me off. And I want to say, this is where I have done that before. I have done that before. Okay, I'm not acting like, but I don't do it that aggressively. Like, that was crazy. Although I think I've done it at that exact intersection. So maybe this is karma. Sue me. No. This guy was a douchebag. He has like one of those Range Rovers that makes a lot of noise, which I like didn't know really was a thing. You can get like a souped out Range Rover. He like does this whole thing. It was just really dangerous. So I just honk. I'm like, what the? I honk and go. My windows are open. And my things are out. So I honk and went.
Things are out.
And or like my arm, my testicles. They're just hanging in the wind. I yeah, so my arm is out the window and I just honk and I go like, what the fuck? And then I did like a quick middle finger because like it is such a reflex for me. So, okay, that honking and the middle finger for like a second are the two things I did. While I was doing that, he flooded his windshield wipers so that my entire, like, I mean, it was like an ocean. It was like literally a tsunami wave of liquid. My whole arm gets drenched in windshield fluid. And that is where I went into fucking Transformers mode. So, we're driving. I may or may not be like low-key tailgating him. He's like, you just look at him and you're like, God, he is the dictionary definition of fragic masculinity. Fragile, fragic.
Magic.
Magical, tragic, fragic. Toxic masculinity. He is just disgusting. You can smell it, see it, fucking feel it. So we get to this red light on Mulholland and Beverly Glen. And I pull up behind him. And I have his license plate. I took pictures because I genuinely felt unsafe. And I'm behind him. And I see him looking at me through his, like, side mirror. Like, keep, like making face. Like, I'm just like, bro. Like, that was 10 minutes ago. And I'm the one who's covered in your windshield fluid. You're the one who's ahead of me. You're the one. Fuck you. So I stick my hand out my window and I give, like, a bitchy, like, wave with my fingers. I go, hi. I see you. You can stop staring. Then he takes his hand out of his window. He's mocking me. He's mocking me. And so I'm like literally crying of laughter. Like there is nothing funnier to me than laughing in straight men's faces as they're trying to be tough. It's so funny. So my windows are down. His windows are down. I'm laughing to the point he can hear me. He gets out of his car.
Oh shit.
I see his door open. Yeah.
Wait, where are you now?
I'm at a red light on Mulholland and Beverly Glen. And this is like the red lights are like 5 minutes each there. Like you, but that means the green lights are great. But when you're stuck at a red light here, it's like days. So I see his car door open and I'm like, let's go. I have like a Swiss Army knife in my glove box because like you never know if your car overturns, you need to cut your seatbelt. So I was like, okay.
You pulled it out?
I pulled out my knife. Oh God. So I see his car door open and he gets out. He goes, you want to fucking go? You want to go? I'll fucking pound you. I'll fucking pound you. Meanwhile, it's like literally 6 o'clock, broad daylight on the top of Mulholland.
In front of like everybody.
In front of like everybody. Whoa. Kendall Jenner's neighborhood's like 1,000 feet that way.
She's like, huh?
She's like, what? Here's a Pepsi can. So he's out of his car and he's like, he's just like threatening. He's like, I will fuck you up. I will fucking pound you. Seriously, come here. Come on, I can take you. And I'm like, yeah, I know you can. I know you can. So I'm sitting there and I'm like laughing in this man's face as he's like popping veins in his neck.
Was your window up?
No, down. I kept that shit down.
Yeah,
I
said, things are out.
I said, come here. Commit a crime. Commit a fucking crime. Do it. He's like, I'll fuck you up. I'm laughing in his face. I go, go do it. Come here. Do it. He gets back in his car, and so I start filming his car, and oh my God, I have the video. I'll play it. I tried filming every time he would do something, and then I would miss every single one. He's from Montana, and his license plate is DGY930. Oops, I didn't mean to say that.
It slipped.
Yeah, oopsies.
This guy just said he would pound me after getting out of his car, and I feel very threatened for my safety.
So I called the police and sent that video to them and said he threatened me.
Yeah, yeah.
He threatened my safety. So then we're still sitting at this goddamn red light. I'm telling you, it's like days at this thing. I'm like, when will death come? He starts revving his car.
Hell yeah.
Like louder than I've truly heard like a Ferrari rev.
He's trying to race you now.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not proud of this, by the way. This was dangerous driving. I don't condone it. It's really reckless and like so foolish. But testosterone, man, one hell of a drug. I can't let people like this just get away with it. I can't.
Can't
like,
win.
I can't let that guy think like, school that. Bleep that. I'm so sorry. I mean, because that's exactly what I thought. So then he started mocking me from his car, like doing like jerk off hand signs. And I was like, do you want to? I'm looking for some physical touch, bitch. If you're that into me, go at it.
Imagine you guys just like hook up.
That would be yeah, the porno no one saw that. Coming.
He's like, fine.
He's like, fuck yeah. So the light turns green and I put my car, I always drive my Tesla in chill mode, which is like, you know the videos you see of people who get a car and they like press the thing and everyone goes, like it's a roller coaster. That's like the normal standard setting for a Tesla. And they have a chill mode so that like if you're a normal person who like doesn't want to shit themselves every time they accelerate, they have that. So my car's always in chill. I put that bitch in standard and I said, vroom, vroom, bitch, except you won't hear me coming. The light turns green. He flies past that motherfucker in 2 seconds. And I look over him as I'm going and I go, suck it, bald-headed. And then he slowed down. Bleep that one as well. So sorry.
Bald.
So bald. So bald.
Yeah.
Penis maximum of 2.5 inches.
The picture is being painted.
Oh, I mean, I so badly wish I had. I wonder if you can see him in his mirror in these videos. Oh, if I have a picture of this man. Oh my God. Wait, I think you can. Oh, wait, I got him doing, I got him doing this to me. Well, I mean, he was, looked like he was into me, so I just wanted to hate crime him a little. Anyway, so that was my excitement from this week. Not proud of it. Really, I'm not. But listen, I'm a person. I mean, truly, I got covered in his fucking windshield fluid, and I'm supposed to sit there and be the bigger person? No. No. I'm not that good of a person, guys. Sorry.
Los Angeles makes you crazy.
Los Angeles driving has made me awful.
Yeah.
Awful. I was thinking about this literally maybe after this happened, where I was like,
what happened?
What even happened to me? Like, what was that?
Yeah.
But that where could I was, be really scary. Like,
it would have been if I, like, just had any will to live, I guess. But, like, I really was like, fuck with, I mean, I have 2 knives in my car. That sounds crazier than it. I want to backtrack. I have 2 of those. I had a Swiss Army. It's like pliers, nail file, a saw. Like, it's just one of those things that has, like, a screwdriver, a fucking, like, one of those, I don't know. I saw a video that was like, you need to have something and cut your seatbelt. And ever since then, I was like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Like, terrified. And so then my friend also got me one. So I have 2 in my car. So I was like, fucking bring it, bitch. Like,
what about the katana that you have in your trunk?
The katana? What's that?
A sword.
Samurai sword.
Oh. Well, if I knew anything, that joke would have really killed.
What about?
It would have slayed.
Can you, if somebody's coming out and they're like, which is funny, I'm glad he used the word pound because that's so lame.
Which is also like a little gay. Like, you want to pound me, bro? Sorry, I don't bottom. That's seeming like your job in this equation.
Could you just be like, with like pepper spray?
You're so right. Pepper spray is the thing I've been wanting to get.
If someone's like, I'm going to pound you, you're like,
I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I'll do something with you that starts with a B. Pepper spray, bitch. Fuck, I want it so bad.
I know.
I just want it. Like, I wish I spoke to the other cars because we were at this red light for so fucking long. I, red light footage. I should tell the police to look for the cameras at that intersection because you will see him get out and scream at me.
I wonder if that's always recording.
Slay. Oh.
I don't know.
Semi-slay. Wow. So, yeah, anyways, that was my week. Oh, no, that was just, like, a few minutes of my week. Yeah, and then I just never saw him again. I was really hoping to. I don't know what it is. I used to be so scared of those situations, and now I'm like, what are you going to do, shoot me and I'm done? Okay. Like, oh, I don't think people understand how little I, like, truly care. I'm, like, living. I'm in GTA mode, bitch. I am living in GTA mode. Oh, I need to take my meds today. This is all really, this is coming full circle. Anyways, that was my story time from this week. I'm not proud of it. This might be filed under things I wish I didn't share.
I've done like the same thing.
I've been in the car with him. So it's scary.
Oh, you would.
It's scary, like, because you're scared of him or the situation.
The situation, like, I thought we might.
People in LA are crazy.
Somebody got mad at the situation and started to, like, chase us, and it was scary.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen, and I was like, let's do it.
I nailed him with a water bottle, though.
I almost thought about throwing my water. I had my glass water bottle from that literal fucking water bottle ranking thing I had when I was like, the way I just want to throw this right through his fucking back windshield is crazy to me.
No. Don't do it.
I didn't because, like, I was like, that's a real lawsuit where I'm now in. But then the whole time I was like, wait a second. What did I do in this situation that warranted him getting out of his car and threatening me? I was the one who was cut off. I was the one who went on Splash Mountain. And I was the one that you're...
All it takes sometimes is this. Like,
I don't know.
It takes very little.
I did this to a dude and he got out of his car and said, I want to pound you. Bro, just come out of the closet already. I mean, babe, it gets better. Not at first and maybe not ever for you, and that's fine.
Oh, yeah, like macho men do not like to be mocked like that.
No.
At all. But that, like, that was the perfect thing to do.
Oh, well, no, that's what I know. Macho men hate to feel effeminate.
Yeah.
And so what I do... Oh, so when he revved his engine, I literally am screaming out of my car when I go... Oh, I'm so wet. That's so hot. Who else is horny? Ooh. And that's when he started doing like the jerk off thing. I was like, what? Okay. Like, your car is louder than I could ever be on my podcast. That's not impressive to me. That's annoying. I bought this car because it's silent, in fact. So weird to me. Anyways.
Or try. What did the rev sound like?
I truly, it sounded like the car was, like, taking off.
Or do it.
That was, like, honestly, like, I hate doing those, like, let me recreate the noise because it never sounds and I just sound like a dying goose. But, like, oh, my God, I kind of, like, got that one. That was, but, like, so loud. So loud.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a fucking loser. Anyways. Let's move on. Hey, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I want to thank the sponsor, which is Dadgrass. If you guys don't know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a totally clear head. I love pulling out my little sexy carton of Dadgrass CBD joints and smoking them while I'm at my desk editing, or sometimes when I'm just straight up in the middle of a fucking Zoom call. CBD. Dadgrass, baby. With Dadgrass, you can chill out without getting stoned, so it's like having a glass of wine, not the bottle of it like I did last night. I'm in so much pain today. And of course, Dadgrass knows how to get by with a little hemp from your friend. They've partnered with the George Harrison Estate to create a new CBD and CBG blend and accessories called All Things Must Grass, which pays tribute to the man who always let the good times roll. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first purchase when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That is dadgrass.com/what? Unhinged. No, it's just /unhinged, not the what. That was like a question, and now I'm still talking. Dadgrass.com/unhinged. 20% off your first order. Mwah. I love you, Dadgrass, in so many ways, but especially this one for continuing to support this podcast. Love you. Let's get back to it, bitches.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
What was that? Guys, what? No, like, before we get into that, besides You've Got Mail, what was that?
Well, we temporarily don't have the You've Got Mail sound clip, so Justin said he would help me out and give me one, and that's what he gave me.
We found a silly one.
Oh, did you find the one that says it, like when they say it, like, 900 times in a row or something?
It sounds like it's coming from the void.
Okay, well, this is the point of the episode where I check us all in for therapy. This is a part of the episode where you guys have submitted secrets that you've never admitted anywhere. The link for that secret submission form is in the description of every episode. Please go submit some secrets, guys. Like, come on. We need new ones. Okay? This is me, like, this is the scolding part of the episode. But then we read them, and I was doing so great during that story time, and then it's like the rest of the episode is... Sorry, guys. I just got my ass pounded. No, you guys submit secrets. Please submit. And then the producers put two of them together and then make up a third one. And we basically play two truths and a lie with your fucked up secrets. So let's do it. I don't know why that burp was necessary to the equation. But, oh, Jesus Christ, I just read one of them and it was so short. I worked at a lab studying mono, aka the kissing disease, after college. When my boyfriend cheated on me, I stole a vial and used it to infect him. I love this whole vibe. It's just sounding super fake and convenient to me. And I also, can you keep, sorry, is mono kept in a vial? And can you just take a vial out and pour it on him? Anyways, I have my doubts. I had sex, and during the intercourse... Oh, God. You could have just said the word sex again. I had sex, and during the intercourse, the condom broke. 1 week later, I found a huge piece of broken condom still stuck up inside my vagina.
Oh, I bet that's real.
Vagina. Wait, but if a condom breaks, doesn't it just break in one... Like, does it... How does a condom separate into two pieces?
I don't think that...
I don't know that about the separating part, but I know a lot of people have got them stuck inside.
I've heard of that, but then, like, I would... I found a huge piece of broken... That doesn't feel real.
It doesn't, like, break apart.
It doesn't break into pieces. That's what I'm saying.
It rips.
Like, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Tears.
But, like, at the same time... Yeah. Okay. And the last one. I've had sex in a porta potty. I hope that one's fake. I don't think it is, because that one feels like a low use of creativity on your guys' end. That's just gross, and I hope it didn't happen for the person, both parties' sake, or three people. Oh, God. Threesome in a porta
potty three-way.
Oh, God, what a solid band name, though. I'm going to see Porta Potty Three-Way tonight. Bro, wait, that is, like, hard. Get it trademarked. I'm going to go... The first two just both seem fake. Are these two fake ones and a real one, or is it two real ones and a fake?
Only one is fake.
What the fuck? I'm going to say the condom.
Kissing disease.
Fuck. The condom... I think you guys are lying. I'm sorry.
That was the lie.
No, the kissing one was the lie.
Spreading mono to the boyfriend who cheated.
That one definitely seemed like a lie, but like, I guess it feels more believable that one of you guys could be working in a science lab and then pulled some shit like that. The one with the condom just doesn't make sense. A condom doesn't shatter.
Whatever. Yeah, maybe they still lied.
Maybe the condom ripped and they just like made it more exciting. I get it. I've done it for videos. We've all been there. I don't know why I'm such a bitch. Okay, next up. My college boyfriend beat up my professor when he found out we hooked up.
Ooh.
I know that is street footage. I would love to see. Wow. That is like, good luck passing that course. Like... hello? What I want to know is, like, did you guys stay together? Like, if you're going to, like, give me that secret, I'm like, please, guys, submit secrets. So if you're going to submit the secret, maybe, like, give what happened after. Just, like, for wondering minds.
Inquiring.
Thank you. My bestie and I put our jewels up each other's cooters and took a out. My bestie and I put our jewels up each other's cooters and took a hit out of each of us. Yep. That one I'm really hoping is real, because if one of you guys thought of that, we have real big problems and, once again, a therapy to check into. Last one. In my last restaurant job, my manager and his son used to hook up with me together in the employee bathroom until one day the district manager walked in on us hooking up. I was the only one fired.
Oh.
There's a lot of, like, maybe all of these I'm concerned if these were made up. I'm going to do the college boyfriend, because y'all have definitely put jewels up each other's pussies, and I can't imagine any of you guys making up the last one. I'm going to go with college boyfriend.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes. Thank God. Wow. That last one is crazy. Have you guys ever done anything crazy like that at a job? I was so innocent and like not sheltered, but like I like sheltered myself, if that makes sense. Like I was like, I'll feel awkward. I don't want to do that. Like,
what was the thing? What'd they do?
The manager and the manager's son hooked up with them in the bathroom, and then the district manager. Yeah, like
that's so
weird. I like wish I hooked up at a job or like smoked weed back when I like was working, because like people are like, oh, I'm just stoned at my job, and I'm like, that would have made retail so much more bearable.
I definitely smoked hella weed delivering pizza.
I mean, that sentence alone smoked hella weed. but yeah, I don't think I hooked up with anybody at work. I wish
you didn't date people. That used to be the only way I would like meet people, at school or at work.
I didn't date anybody. You hooked up at work?
Not at
work. It took that long and that much silence to get it out of you?
Yeah, it's like, well, I hooked up with a girl. It was like a really small team though. It was me.
It was a really small girl. Yeah. It was like, wait, what? And maybe don't tell this story.
Yeah. Nah.
It was a small team.
It was like me, her, and one other guy working on like a.
Oh, so it's a love triangle.
It's a three-way porta potty. No,
three-way porta potty, three-way. Yeah.
Sam, yeah. See, you just come out with these like solid one-liners every once in a while.
But you hooked up with one person, but yeah. You're telling us about another man.
Oh,
did you pound him?
I pounded. Yeah,
nice. At a red light. Dope. It's my favorite place to get a pounding. So last year I was hurting for cash and I decided that I would go on Chatterbait and start camming because I'm cute, right? So I would get tips and shit, but I also posted my Amazon wish list and I kept one guy on the hook for 3 months saying I would come visit him in Texas. I don't live in the States. If he bought me the stuff I had on my list. So he was my sugar daddy and I did nothing for him in return. Only one of my friends knew I cammed. And we fully scammed this man's. My friend would add shit to my list for himself all the time. I never felt guilty about it because the guy was like 30. So he should have known better. And I still don't. But I swear on God that I'm a good person. I think that's a great person. Why?
That's a great secret too.
That is a solid secret. Like beautiful. Nothing. If that was, nothing going inside of anybody else.
If that was Jake.
Jake's just writing fanfic at this point. No, I don't understand why, like, sugar, in the sugar world of, like, sugar babies, mommies, daddies, why the people who receive the generosity are the ones judged? Why is it not, like, the weird old men giving out all this money to strangers for paid company?
Because people are jealous.
Like, I don't think you're a bad person. If this idiot who's 30 in Texas... wants to live in Texas. I mean, wants to give away all this money to somebody who he can't even verify is in the States. That's on him. That is like quite literally survival of the fittest at work.
I mean, I think it's the whole thing of like I told the person I was going to come. So it was like an exchange of goods or something. Which is,
I still don't.
Oh, no, I'm more on the side of the sugar baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm always team but sugar baby.
But I think that's where people might be like, well, like.
Wow. Then the guy could stop sending money. He's a grown man.
That's the sugar.
Why are we like sugar coating grown men?
That's the sugar baby noise, though.
Yeah. I just get so annoyed about it. I'm like, this 30-year-old seems like a fucking loser if he's like, oh, well, they said that she was going to come visit him. He's 30. Anyways, next up. I'm a parentheses fairly straight guy, so you're not. So you're just not. Like, that's fine. I'm a fairly straight guy who's been in a relationship with a girl for years, but at age 7, I had gay sex with my friend at the time. 7? I don't even think I knew how, like, normal sex worked at 7. I had gay sex with my friend at the time. Obviously, we didn't know what it meant, and we were just messing around. But the intense regret for the following few years before I figured out that being gay wasn't an issue still kind of traumatizes me. Once again, I really hope this wasn't you guys. Like, every time I read it, I'm like, wow, that's a crazy secret. And then I'm like, oh, wait, there's one of these that isn't a secret. That's just straight up made up.
I wonder if it was actually sex, though. Because it's like, I feel like you hear those stories a lot that are like when kids are like.
Yeah, I'm like.
We had sex, but.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you stuck your thumb up your friend's butthole and you said, oh. Ew. Is that?
That's
yeah.
Not even we're what I meant, but.
Oh, got it. Okay. Neither. Yeah. Hey, let's kick it to a sponsor. And now, HelloFresh. And then the final secret, short and sweet. I stole a Bible from church and used the pages to roll blunts.
Oh. That wouldn't be blunts. That'd be joints, though.
Yeah. That one's the made-up one. The Bible blunts. That's a fire.
A Bible.
Name. Bible blunts.
I thought you would appreciate that one.
I appreciated it. Is it fake?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, no. I got it. There's one really large paragraph, one smaller paragraph, and then one sentence, one compound sentence. I'm like, oh, God, I really hope my... This is like taking the SATs when they would have like the... I don't care about this enough. like, why am I optionally talking about... The SATs. First up, this is the final one. It's the final countdown, bitches. I got a tattoo in Mandarin that I thought meant brave, but I found out it actually translated to dumb bitch. I hope that one's real. Like, that's why I just refuse to... Oh my God, I'm coming out with a middle kid shirt that's in French, and I straight up use Google Translate to put middle kid into French, and I did it, and I put it in a vlog. I, like, teased my like samples or whatever. Someone's like, you might want to ask a French person how to say middle kid, because I think yours is like direct translation middle child. And I was like, okay, that's like kind of what I want.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's very stressful, but I'm like, oh God. So that's why I would never get a tattoo of anything that I can't understand, because I know that I'll get the dumb bitch and it'll be on me for life. Travis Barker's daughter here. Oh my God, I sent a few DMs to Chris on Instagram. I'm at Kyle, oh my God, I'm gonna check their Instagram. Oh my God, this is the person.
Is it
the Travis Barker paternity test person? I don't know if that made sense.
for context.
Oh,
someone wrote a. Was it a secret or a call? It's a secret, right? They were saying that her mom hooked up with Travis Barker while he was still in the Aquabats, and like, so that would have been like 97,
yeah, or something like that. So this is her.
But she thinks that Travis...
Do we think? I'm like, she has like that like gothy vibe.
Maybe she's playing into it.
But yeah, so like I'm like, that's totally his daughter. And now I'm like, well, I'm just not good at like seeing parents and stuff in it unless it's like literally identical.
Didn't say she sent photos of the family or that she just sent a photo of herself?
No, she sent her Instagram and now I'm just creeping on her Instagram. But I'm like, can you show me... Travis Barker and you? Oh, well.
We could do a side by side.
Let's just put this girl on blast. Last up, I used to do bottle service at a gentleman's club in DC. In 2016, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was a regular, and I saw him smoke crack with one of the dancers. I'm going to like go out on a limb and say that that's the fake one. But something tells me it's not. Are we going to get, like, fucking sued?
Yeah, by Travis Barker and
Biden. By Travis Barker and Joe Biden. Yeah. Is that the fake one?
It is. The tattoo is fake.
I knew it. I knew that was
the joke. I thought so, but, like, I just for the... I used to do bottle service. Oh, my God. There's some things. This is all alleged. I'm like, suddenly the Secret Service comes out of the hot tub and they're like,
you're not responsible for what people submit.
You're so true. Don't kill the messenger. Kill the messengee.
It's user-generated content.
Don't kill the messenger. Kill AOL.
Kill who? That'd be you. You'd be the messengee.
No, I'm the messenger.
Oh, you'd be the...
I don't know. I think I made up the word messengee, so that's really sick. Well, it's okay. Let's just keep moving on. Forget any of this happened. Okay, so I was watching a TikTok, and I... wanted to... Oh, thanks for that. All your secrets. Submit them. Description. Anyways, I was watching a TikTok, and it kind of inspired this next thing I want to It's like a game, an activity. Anyways, here is the TikTok. Wait, I need to make sure that this plays through the soundboard. I need to make sure it plays through the soundboard.
Things that need to be humbled.
Perfect.
Rugs.
So yeah, this guy made a list of things that need to be humbled. And I was like, what? And then he started talking. And I was like, keep talking. And this is what he said.
Things that need to be humbled. Rugs. Your fabric. You are literally fabric that I'm going to walk all over. Why are you $200?
Period. The time. That's why.
Golden doodles. Golden doodles are the bane of my existence.
I hate golden doodles.
There's this phenomenon. I call it the Caucasian phenomenon. That every white couple, once they get married, thinks they need to get a golden doodle. You don't need to do it. They are so ugly. Hyperallergenic. At what cost? They're like hyper fucking ugly. Studio apartments. Why am I spending $2,000 to eat shit and make Trader Joe's orange chicken in the same room?
Literally.
Farmers markets. I can walk through you in 6 seconds. You are not exciting. Also, no, I don't want your zucchini. We have grocery stores, babe.
His face on this is... He's
Panera. Panera cut a sandwich in half and gave you a side of soup and thought they did something. Also, why are you $16? Why are you $16? Target. People nut over Target. Why did I spend $60 on shampoo and toilet paper? You're not that special, babe. You're not that special.
Anyways, that really sparked me of things in me that of things that needed to
Who
be
is
humbled.
That guy? We should I say was his
just about you and I read minds, I swear to God. Anyways, his name is Brett underscore Neusty Neusty. Brett underscore Neusty. But I thought that that was a great idea and wanted to come up with my own list of things that I just felt were needing to be humbled. And this one is directly piggybacking off of my story time. Sports cars. I don't care how sexy you look. I don't want to hear you. I don't understand. Do you like your car to make noise? Is that like a thing I'm missing? Mm. Yeah, I don't. I bought a Tesla because it's quiet. Like, it's literally quiet. When you're next to somebody at, like, a red light and you hear their car and they, like, start it, it's like... Ugh. That hurt my ears and my windows are up. I don't understand it. And I don't... Like, yeah, look sexy and sporty. I get that. Wanting to have a whole vibe.
Sam has the quietest car.
Yeah, because it's no car. She's got the Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy car.
I don't want a car after all of this.
I know. I wouldn't either if Justin drove me everywhere. I mean, you have a personal driver, babe. Yeah, no, that's the dream, to not have a car. You're living.
It's definitely not quiet in there.
Oh.
That's true.
What's louder, the car or his farts?
Don't remind me.
Which one?
What? The fart. Yeah, obviously. Everything that comes out of his body.
Oh my God, how much is coming? It's anyway,
like
it's okay.
Burping, fart. He's like Homer Simpson. Just, it's a lot of sounds.
I don't watch The Simpsons. So.
You've never seen The Simpsons?
No.
A single episode?
A single episode. There's too much, like, yellow. Like, their house is yellow. Like,
no, it's, is it?
Isn't their house, like, the inside of their house? It all just seems so hard to watch. I don't know why. There's something about it that, like, my eyes can't, like, focus on one thing.
Do you like cartoons?
I do. Like, I like cartoons. That's like, I like Family Guy. I love Bob's Burgers. And then, like, I think those are the only two I watch. Anyways, you stop smiling at me. Like, what is, like, what is that? I'm like, okay, are you going to say something? Should I carry on?
I think you're like an anomaly human being, though. Like, I don't think anybody's, I don't think there's a single person.
I've literally not ever seen even one episode.
Like, that's crazy.
I don't want to be offensive, but it sounds like that's like something someone, never mind.
No, carry on.
Because I don't want to say something offensive to people who were homeschooled, but it sounds like not seeing The Simpsons is something you hear from.
Chris is giving homeschooled.
Okay. Anyways, things that need to be humbled that aren't me. social media platforms, they need to be humbled because I don't care. Like, this is so stupid now. I'm like, you just dragged the fuck out of me.
I'm sorry, Chris.
You know what? Kylie Jenner is homeschooled too.
No, maybe it's okay? because we're older than you.
I went to school with her.
You did?
Yeah. I went to school with both of them.
I don't know why you thought she was homeschooled.
No.
Were you in their grade?
No, I think they are a little younger than me. Do you know how old they are?
No, I mean, I clearly don't know anything really about them because I thought they were homeschooled.
They were like a couple grades below me.
Wasn't that a fucking plot line on the show, is that they got homeschooled?
I don't watch the show. I've never seen an episode of the show.
Really?
I've never seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, no.
You're a fucking anomaly. you're a mommy, Lee. Anyways, back to things that need to be humbled. Social media platforms, they're all too big for their britches. They all think that they're the shit, but like the people who made them the shit, they don't give a shit about. It's fucked up. Like YouTube doesn't give a fuck. They're like, we want to hear from you on my like creator studio all the time. It's like on the top. We want to hear from you how to make our platform better. I always do it. And then I write, you don't give a fuck about us. And then I submit or something like bitchy like that.
Yeah, they seem to build pretty poor relationships with the...
And then Instagram is like, hey, we know that all of you exclusively just want to see shit in the order it's posted. Here's a store. Let's shop. Yeah. No? Yeah. I don't even want to shop on Amazon, let alone on Instagram. Doesn't make sense to me. Like,
have you ever bought something straight up from like an Instagram ad?
No. Every time I do, I open it in browser and then just go to the internet. Do
you think they get like a cut or something?
No. What they do get... is all of the information you fucking plug in and your credit card and everything. Yeah. And I don't need Mark Zuckerberg having any more of me than he already fucking does.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, it's like your data and
I refuse.
People always get their accounts compromised when you like buy it directly through those.
I don't fuck with that shit at all. Stop buying shit on Instagram. Guys, let's all band together on the day of blackout where we just delete all of our shit and we run naked in the streets. That kind of sounds fire. Like if we were all like, guys, let's delete it.
Yeah.
Do you know how powerful that would be? I mean, no one would do that.
No, no way.
It would just be like me. I'd be like, wow! And then I'd get arrested for indecent exposure. The next thing on my list that needs to be humbled are bananas. They are they're good for like a total of 48 minutes. And then they're either rock hard, then there's like 45 minutes of like eatability, and then it's just banana bread or trash. Like, the bananas are the worst. You buy, like, a whole bunch of them. You're like, oh, like, I like buying the really green ones because then, like, they can sit on your counter and then age. And then they're not, like, rotten by the time you can actually eat them. And they still just go, like, from green to brown.
Avocados.
Avocados. I don't. That's, like, a lot more to, like, a banana is just something you, like, open and eat. Like, an avocado you can, like, mash and, like, cut around the bruise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Their shelf life is fucked.
Your shelf life is fucked, bitch. Another thing that needs to be humbled is my depression. This is my life, not yours. That's all I have to say about that one. I don't know why my depression is driving this fucking car and not me. The next thing that needs to be humbled is 73% of the citizens in Los Angeles. There's not really a joke there. It's just kind of the truth, including the man that was in front of me at that red light on Mulholland. Next up, squirrels. For an animal whose family gets hit by cars like literally every other second, you are still taking way too many chances. They're way too like confident. If I had seen that many squirrels flattened on a road, like maybe I shouldn't climb this tree. Maybe we'll like stay on the ground this time. And I deleted the whole thing. That's honestly for the best because I don't think this one was panning out. Oh, no, I found it. We're almost done, really. Next up, Starbucks. Starbucks coffee is literally just burnt, charred, nasty.
They stopped trying.
And then the last one, hosts at the host stand of hotspot restaurants. I mean, no one needs to be humbled more than them. I don't understand it, babe. You're at a host stand. Why are you, like, at like a really hot spot restaurant, the hosts at the host stand.
Yeah.
Like Nobu Malibu.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm asking you to guide me to my table. Not a beating. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think hostesses
are. Oh, do you have a reservation? Oh, we don't see it. Well, it's fucking there. So check, because you fucking called me 9 times to confirm it in the last 24 hours. Oh my God, it's crazy. I'm like, as someone who had a job worse than this, cool yourself. Cool it. You're at a host stand. It's so off-putting to me. Anyways, that's my list of things that need to be humbled. Do you guys have any?
Off top.
Off top.
Like those rocket-powered skateboards.
Rocket-powered?
Like the electric
skateboards?
You're
so fucking right. Like the Casey Neistat ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, those don't make sense to me. Do you not just get ejected from them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I would expect to hit a bump and just, like, the board continues staying flat. Me in the stratosphere.
Yeah, it's harder to look less cool than that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you might as well be on, like, a penny board that's being, like, propelled by, like, a hairdryer. It's like a...
And also, those people need to wear helmets, too. Like,
which ones?
Just, like, people who are on those, I see them very often not wearing helmets.
And with, like, backpacks.
Like, I don't want...
Like, their work backpack.
I may despise them, but I don't want harm to come their way.
Oh, that's nice.
But there's a lot... I'm like, damn, like... Because that equation doesn't work. Like, rocket-powered skateboard in the street, cars. Like, no helmet. You're just... They're just like squirrels.
They... That was maybe the smartest thing you've ever said. That those little rocket-powered skateboarders are the human version of squirrels. You're so right about that. Tell me that you're not.
I am right.
You are. Sam, do you have anything that needs to be humbled?
Too tired to think of anything.
Car ownership.
So, Justin, are you getting tired of driving Sam?
No.
It's starting to seem like maybe you are.
No, it's like free therapy.
Why? Oh, you get to just like bitch?
I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
Bitch, I'm the baby. Wah, wah, wah. Bitch, I'm the baby. Okay.
Me a pizza, anybody? Can someone do that?
Anyways, now the more I hear that, I'm like, wow, it's so not funny. It's like really beyond. This is the part of the episode where before we say goodbye, we decide to maybe help some of you guys out with Chris's court. And you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. It can be whenever you want. This hotline has no hours of operation. It's just always open. It's like me, always open. I love when you guys call in about disputes or arguments that you need to be settled. Stupider the better. More stupid the better, I guess I should say. Do we have some good ones today?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
This is Amaya.
Hi, Maya.
I'm a super big fan of your podcast. I listen to it at work all the time. Helps me get through my workday very fast. So my dispute, it's kind of stupid, but every time I go to my mom's house, she always has the toilet paper going under, but it should go over. It just makes more sense. It looks better. It works better. I don't know. So my question is, should the toilet paper flap go over or under? Okay. Thanks.
Hi, everybody listening. Thank you, Maya, for being the exemplary court case for Chris's court. That is the kind of stupid shit I am here to settle for you guys. So I was not made aware of this phenomenon until like 5 years ago. Sorry, I'm chewing on an apple. I'm so fucking quirky and healthy. Anyways, I'm quirky. I meant to say healthy.
You said quirky and healthy.
So I said the two things that I wanted to say. I'm killing it.
Just high five yourself.
Absolutely. Someone's gotta. So I was made aware about this whole like toilet paper flap thing like 5 years ago when I was living in my last apartment in New York, and my roommates would constantly drag me about me putting on the toilet paper wrong. And I would be like, bitch, I am a fresh graduate out of college. The last thing I'm worried about is toilet paper. However, ever since being made aware of it, the toilet paper should always go over. like waterfall, not like go behind. Like you should never be pulling the toilet paper and it's on the bottom of the roll. It should always be on top. I learned it and I'm right there with you, sister. Now that I know it, I'm a convert. Thought it didn't matter. I mean, it still doesn't really matter, but that's how. Do you guys?
Correct. I never put it on the roll. I just put it on the counter.
I hate you. I would die living with you. I would die. I would literally.
Okay, but what's wrong with that?
If there's a toilet paper holder,
it has a home.
It has a place. You're not putting
it in its home.
Where is it gonna go?
It's in the way. Do you put it on the counter with the sink? Mm-hmm. Right, so it'll get fucking wet from splatter.
Or I'll put it on the back of the toilet.
That's where, like, the next rolls sit.
Yes, no, I've the last time used your bathroom, I, like, opened his cupboard and, like, took out toilet paper because I couldn't find any. And then I realized I saw one on the counter and I came out and I was like, sorry, I took, like, more toilet paper out from your stash because I didn't see the other one. And so.
She took a big one.
No,
so she
needed as much. Peeing.
Oh, okay.
No, I was peeing. But yeah, the toilet paper flap goes over. Correct. Thank you so much, Maya. Yeah, so your mom is probably just doing her fucking best at this point. I'm sure she's not worried about the toilet paper. You know, there's people who don't give a shit.
And I did the same thing as you, and then people like called me out.
And then I was like, okay, it goes over.
They called me up, but they were like, why do you do it like that? I'm like, I don't know.
I was like, do it like what? I'm refilling the toilet paper. Can I get a thank you?
I bought one ply recently by accident, and I thought Justina was going to break up with me.
Is it weird that I don't mind one ply? Is it because I grew up with it, maybe?
I mean, I don't really mind it. You just end up like, I don't know.
No, you have to use like a quarter of the roll for one wipe. Yeah, for sure.
No, Justina cares though. Because I feel like we were shopping once for toilet paper and she was like, Sam's going to buy this one. Can you believe it?
Was it one ply?
I think so.
It does the job, like Scott or whatever. Wait, my friend Claudia put me onto this website. It's like whogivesacrap.com. They mail you a box of 50 rolls of toilet paper and it's like really sustainable or whatever. And it's the toilet paper's made out of like bamboo or something. Hmm. Like bamboo paper. I don't fucking know. It's almost one ply, but it feels like you just need like, I use this and then I fold it in half and then I like wipe, fold it again, wipe, fold it again, wipe. Mm-hmm. And you get so much out of like 12 squares. Incredible. It's really great. Whogivesacrap.com. Highly recommend. And they come in these little fun paper covers that you can just recycle. It's a great time. Anyways, let's get back to court.
Chris.
Hey.
I need your help.
Okay.
So I've been dating for a minute on Hinge, and it wasn't going so well. I was getting asked to split the bill. I felt like things were a little bit too equal. Okay, don't judge me. So I changed my position a little bit. I started going after people who look like they have something to offer me. Okay, you got a boat in your picture. I didn't even look at your face. Like, you got, you drive planes. Like, you have a motorcycle. I want to ride that. Like.
Motorcycle?
So at this point, I tell my friends that I've changed my angle to only date people who have something to offer me. Fun experiences. If I'm dating losers, at least I'm going to have fun doing it, right?
So true.
So all my friends got mad at me. And they said, I'm using people. They said, guys are going to get mad at me because I'm not really interested in them as people. That I just want to use them for their things. So I'm curious what you think. In my opinion, they're advertising it. But I don't know if my ploy is just perpetuating bad dating. So I'm curious, what do you think? Thank you. Bye.
Wow. These calls today are exactly the shit I want to settle. Like, wow, you guys are really giving me the court cases I'm here for. Okay. My opinion is that your friends need to step the fuck outside of their houses and get some world views, because why do your friends care more about the guy's feelings than yours? That's a red flag. Are we going to talk about that? You're going to hurt that guy's feeling. What? Shut the fuck. I would have backhanded my best friend right then and there. I would have said, shut your stupid but pretty mouth. That is insane. You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do. My friends got mad at me because I wanted to date people for their stuff. They're like, oh, so that's so weird. You're not my friend. I think you're allowed to do whatever you want. I do think if you're looking for something meaningful, it's probably not the way to go about it. But if you're just looking to, like, date and have fun, yeah, see who's got, like, the best fucking motor vehicle to have fun on.
Yeah, she's really into, like, modes of transportation.
I know. She's moving and grooving. She's like, look at this guy. He has a U-Haul truck.
This guy owns a hot air balloon.
This guy has a horse. Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong about dating people. I mean, look at there's sugar daddies. There's obviously people who are into giving people things or material thing, whatever. I think you're allowed to date however the fuck you want. I think it's pretty hard to argue with the point. If I'm going to be dating a loser, I might as well be having fun doing it. I can't argue with that. I really can't. What do you think, Sam? Like, if you were this girl's friend.
Yeah, I feel like... Well,
would you be like, get yours, girl? Or would you be like, that guy's going to end up hurt.
No, well, there's so many like hits and misses with the dating apps anyways. It's like, just go have fun.
Literally.
And I saw a TikTok recently from a girl that was like doing it live from a pickleball lesson. She's like, I'm getting a free pickleball lesson because it said it on the guy's Hinge profile or something. And she's like, I'm going to get ghosted anyways. I might as well like learn a skill for free while I'm doing it.
Exactly.
And I thought that was... I agreed.
That is the exact like vibe that I think that we should all be pursuing.
Her boyfriend owns a blimp.
Yours? Does he really? I hate you, Justin. I think, caller, my final ruling is that you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want. Just understand if you are actually looking for a relationship, that might not be the best way to go about it. But also you might end up meeting somebody really great who also has a boat.
And a blimp.
And a blimp and a hot air balloon and a motorcycle for you to have sex on. Bounty. No. What was that?
HMS song? Bounty?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing... Okay.
Bound, too.
Yeah.
Style. That was the joke. Ooh. Was a motorcycle that was... Ugh, God, so stupid. Anyway, this is our last one. Or do we have two more?
Ooh, what's up, Chris and crew?
Hey, Chris.
I guess friends... that message or voicemail is very intimidating, and I have forgotten all that I'm going to say. Never mind, I remember. So,
what a world.
Peanut butter and jelly. We all kind of love it, I guess. America is obsessed with it, I guess, I think. When we dip to get peanut butter, we put it on the bread, right? Do we go and take the same knife and put it into the jelly?
No.
And then, you mean use the same knife for the jelly? I don't think that's a problem. Everyone else seems to think it's a problem, and they reach for another knife. I don't think that there's a point to that. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but I would love to hear your thoughts. And I don't know. I hope you're doing well, and best wishes. I love you guys. You guys are amazing and beautiful. Ah, goodbye.
Thanks. Oh, wow, it's pretty hard to stay mad at you when you just shower us that kind of love at the end. Yeah, so here, these just lead me down quandary Avenue.
Chris is quirky and healthy.
I am.
He's taking a turn.
I keep it quirky, healthy, and tight. So if you're living by yourself, I think who gives a shit? However, I think about if, like, I have a friend, one of my best friends has a peanut allergy, and if she wanted jelly, she would not be able to have some. What I would do if you're gonna do this, take a knife. Put it in the jelly first, because then that's easier to wash off. And then you just take the same knife and you can put it in the peanut butter. If you take the peanut butter and then try, it's like a lot stickier, obviously. So then, but no, I do not think you should double dip your fucking knives when making a PB&J. I saw someone on TikTok who combined the peanut butter jar and the jelly jar together and stirred it.
Oh.
And that... Why is that aw?
Wait, they took peanut butter and jelly and made like a mix of the both of them?
Yeah, and then they put it on a sandwich.
Like a schmear?
Yeah, what's so bad about that? It's the exact same thing. What's your beef with this?
I like the delineation between the layers.
Do you notice?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Sorry, I'm coming at you really strong. Do you notice?
He likes to keep them apart.
Oh, so you believe in segregation.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, Justin.
Oh,
he's real quiet now. That's all we had to do. Accuse him of being a hateful person. Who knew?
I like that sometimes you get more jelly in one bite. And
oh, okay.
I have an idea. You gave me an idea.
What is it?
I haven't done this. I guess I was doing it the wrong way. Because I was doing peanut butter first and then the jelly.
That's how I would also make them, but...
But when using one knife, I would try, after the peanut butter, I would try to, like, wipe it off on the other piece of bread before the jelly. But now I think jelly first and then wipe the remainder off on the other piece of bread.
Because then it comes off so much easier.
Yeah, so maybe.
And then also, if you don't even want to wipe it off, you could put the jelly right in the peanut butter. And then if people have a peanut butter allergy, well, then they can't have the peanut butter anyway. And then if people want peanut butter, then it's like, okay, well, there's a little bit of jelly. Hi, Booger.
Booger's like, this is over.
Booger wakes up and she goes, put me down. Now. Anyways, so that's my ruling, and that's been this episode. Thanks so much for listening to Unhinged with Chris Clemens today. Make sure you rate and review it. As always, 5 stars. Tell us what you like. Tell us what maybe we can improve on. Keep giving us 5 stars, though, please. It helps us out tremendously. And be sure to subscribe if you haven't, wherever you listen to podcasts. And subscribe to youtube.com/Chris to see the full episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. And we've got to go film our Patreon episode now, baby. So, ooh, that means I can smoke. Wow, that was crazy. Bye.